Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Tanusha Naidu is associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue. Should we be reshuffling our cabinet? A very good morning to you, Tanusha. How are you?
I'm well, Howard. How are you?
I am very, very well. Now that it's warmer, it certainly is a lot better. So do you think we're going to see, I find everything with our president, with all due respect, takes so much longer. You know, not that I look, I'm nostalgic for those days, but remember the 11 o'clock cabinet reshuffles that we would hear back in the day of Jacob Zuma. These ones just never seem to get to us.
Yeah, I guess people are seeing two extremes. You know, one that was really kind of midnight hour political decisions and reshuffles to a much more procrastinated approach by the president in terms of dealing with some of the questions that you raised around the reshuffle and timing and whether it will happen in a kind of more expedited way in terms of two extremes. So we kind of actually experiencing, you know, two very different ways in which the presidency and the president is approaching the reshuffle. But I guess that his nature, if I'm to take as that point of departure, because I guess he constantly wants to apply his mind. He constantly wants to make sure that he's covered perhaps and hopefully and perhaps relatively all bases, that he understands what the reshuffle means. It's not just a reshuffle in the context of doing a reshuffle, but rather the implications that the reshuffle have. Does he have the right talent pool? Does he have the right people to actually put into those vacant ministries or into those acting ministry positions? I think he's also a little bit less. He has a little bit less. What can I say? Pick in the stable, so to speak, because he is experiencing perhaps a little bit more of a more constrained cabinet than perhaps Jacob Zuma had. Because I must remember, Jacob Zuma fluffed up the cabinet in so many ways. He was able to overlay the bureaucracy in the sense that he could make these changes and he could actually do these changes because he didn't have to worry about what the implications are. I guess the personality of President Ramaphosa is different. He actually now thinks about it and he wants to possibly be as inclusive as he can, but also as consultative as he can. You got to remember as well, Howard, I think if my memory serves me correct, but I stand corrected on this, is that this is the week that the cabinet Lokotla staff will happen.
Uh-huh.
So there's that consultation as well that has to happen. The question is, if he's going to reshuffle, who is going to reshuffle? We do know that there's been media speculation and that there's been public opinion that the first level of reshuffle should be in the security cluster given what has happened and given how that cluster has evolved into clumsiness at times in their communication and their responsibility for what has transpired in the last several weeks around the situation in Gauteng and KZN. But at the same time, he's got the acting minister in the presidency. Now he's also got to deal with the fact that the SIU report on the digital vibes concept has come out, and it's very hard-hitting. And so what does he do in that context as well? Not to mention, there are other little headaches that he has with other ministers and ministries.
So do you expect after this Lokotla that we will see a different-looking cabinet? And do you think that finally we'll start to see some younger people getting involved?
Well, let me take the first one, the second point you raised first. I think that's very critical. The idea of a younger cabinet, a younger set of ministers, but also come with talent and a little bit more ability to deliver capacity, coherence, the ability to be able to carry out that portfolio, whatever portfolio they are engaged in, with the kind of requisite skill and talent and experience in terms of that. I think he's tried that. I mean, if you go and look at the Justice Minister, he's tried that with the Justice Minister. Justice Minister Lamola is young. he comes, I mean, he is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, one of the younger members of the cabinet. Even when I think of the acting minister in the presidency, she's quite young. She's been quite vibrant in her position there. She's, you know, people have mixed reactions to her in that position that she occupies after the passing away of Jackson Gamble, but she's done relatively okay in that position. Then, of course, you've got to remember that it's not just about bringing young people in. It has to be a cabinet that gels. It has to be a cabinet that fits with him and the way he sees things as well. So that's the one other option. Whether we'll see a cabinet reshuffle or some kind of indication of a cabinet reshuffle after the Lakhotla, it's difficult to tell. I mean, I think there was a very interesting comment he made when he was visiting the vaccination sites on Friday. One of the journalists or media houses asked him about it, and he kind of very, in a kind of very veiled way, just said, watch the space. But I think at the end of the day, the challenge for President Ramaphosa is to understand to what extent it's not just a cabinet reshuffle. It has to make real sense. It has to have real traction, and it has to have some serious governance impact in terms of where you want to take this government in terms of all of its ailments that it has, all of its of the shortcomings and the ineffectiveness that we see in the cabinet itself at times. So it's not just about I need to reshuffle and I'm going to reshuffle. I think he's more of that guy that endures and continues to endure and how he goes forward in that endurance of being the ever negotiator of issues. But at the end of the day, I think you can't have a cabinet as well that perhaps he doesn't feel that, you know, there may be an element of whether or not they are loyal to him, but also an
that was
going to
be my next
confidence.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question is actually, is he empowered to do so? We know how carefully everything is balanced within the structure of the ANC. Is this a concern for him, and does he have the strength to actually choose his own ministers?
Well, I mean, there is the question about, is his prerogative, as in the Constitution. So it is his prerogative in the Constitution to choose his cabinet. I think the challenge for the president and any president in the context of South Africa is how many ministers does he choose from within the party. I think he's given two ministers that he can choose outside of the party from opposition parties. But there's the other little element, and that is, can he be creative enough to think about choosing not necessarily only the ministers, but choosing people that he feels comfortable with and confident with outside of not just the political outside the political spectrum of the country, in a sense, not just from political parties, but maybe people who come in with serious experience, serious young individuals, serious minds, serious creativeness and effectiveness. Now, I think that's a dilemma, because the other challenge for the president is that he has to deal with cadre deployment. He has to deal with the fact that he's got a parliament as well, that he may have to think about whether he wants to pull people from the ANC caucus in parliament into government. These are all of these different trifectas and challenges that he faces. How would this fit going forward? Would he be basically completely alienating the party? How will that impact on him in terms of the relationship that he has in the NEC? I mean, it's all so fluid and so undetermined and unscripted at the moment for the president that it's very difficult to see how he's going to do it. The question, however, is will he be bold enough to say, I'm putting the country first and not the party?
Which has always been this tension within the ANC. That except we've seen that shift now, because we have seen the members of the ANC to date have always put the party first, even above themselves. Over the last couple of years or couple of months, certainly we've seen a certain faction within the ANC putting themselves first. So I do think that everything has changed. Bruce says very difficult to reshuffle pawns. And Rakhadi says, I hope we don't get more Minister Stella and Dapeni Abrams type of young people. That would be a disaster. Well, I would hope not. I would hope that once he is choosing people, that he'd be choosing people that are competent.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's the point to make about whether he brings young people into the cabinet, but not on the basis of just playing to the numbers game or
absolutely.
To playing to the kind of expression that you need young people in the parliament. Yes, in government, it's important to have young voices, young minds, young creative individuals who will take on the workload and task with aplomb.
Right.
But I think it's also important to find the right people.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure if the Minister of Postal Services and Communication is that person. I think he needs to think beyond those kinds of individuals. They're not supposed to be there just to look good in cabinet. They're supposed to be there to do the hard work and to support him.
That's where we leave it, Sunisha Naidu. I love chatting to you. Senior Research Associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue.